Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
You should not be forced to make this decision. We're going to be talking about it, and we're also going to be talking about some of the momentum that's happening around the country. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom. Well, in Connecticut, they just repealed the religious exemption law. Up until maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, there were 48 states that provided religious exemptions from vaccines. This was before COVID. Then what happened is New York in 2019 had some outbreaks of, I believe, measles among the Orthodox Jewish community, and they repealed their religious exemption. California had a religious and a conscience exemption. They repealed it as well. So that brought down the numbers. We eventually, as we ended 2020, had 45 states that still had religious exemptions. Many of them have also philosophical exemptions to opt out. But now Connecticut, because of COVID, Connecticut just did something I think is despicable, and they have repealed the religious exemption in that state that had been there for many, many years because they do not want to honor religious freedom with regards to the COVID shots or any other shots now.
But you know, Matt, that makes me wonder, are there not some people there making money off of that, doing it intentionally so that they can sell more COVID shots?
Well, this is a boon for the big pharma because they have so many people that get the injections, whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson or anything else, and they have zero liability. So it doesn't matter whether they hurt you, whether they harm you. They have to pay nothing. They just rake in the money and they pay out nothing. That is, you know, despicable. And this was done in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan signed this liability protection when he was presented a bill by Congress and the big pharma lobbied Congress and said, look, if we don't get liability protection, we'll stop making vaccines. And they said, well, we don't want you to do that. So let's give you carte blanche freedom from liability. Now, any other drug they make, if it causes harm, you can sue them. And many drugs that have come out on these markets by these big pharma have caused a lot of harms, including birth abnormalities. And people have filed suits, large suits, and won. And big pharma's had to change. But they have no incentive to do that here. And so, you know, at the time, there were about 8,000 registered religious objections in Connecticut. And some of those obviously would raise that for COVID, either because of its experimental nature or because they would argue that their body is the temple of God. They didn't want to put some foreign substance in it, or they don't want to participate in abortion, like Johnson & Johnson has aborted fetal cell lines, both in the testing phase as well as in the deployment phase. Pfizer and Moderna used aborted fetal cell lines in the testing phase. They say it's not in the deployment phase, but they have repealed this. On the other hand, here's what's happening, Holly. That's Connecticut. I think it's despicable that they're not respecting religious freedom.
Well, let me just jump in here, though. You know, Fauci has come out publicly recently saying that by the end of the year, they want all children to be vaccinated with these COVID injections. Now, why you need to vaccinate school children who have immune systems, that makes no sense if you're trying to sell vaccines or COVID shots, as we call them, and all the problems they're having, even with children that receive them.
Fauci is a problem. And, you know, we have, as it relates to these young people, 99.9% survival rate. 99.9% survival rate. Some young people that are being tested right now, and because these were never part of the clinical trials, it's the shortest clinical trial in history. In fact, the clinical trial is still ongoing. Understand that the clinical trial is still ongoing.
It's still experimental.
It's being spread across the country
right, and
even around the world.
And there are therapeutics, if someone does contract it, therapeutics which help, and you can be easily healed from it.
Yeah, and there are people who have, young people who have gotten one of these COVID injections, 15-year-olds, and died.
Right.
There's babies who have done this as well.
A two-year-old recently.
Died, yeah, right. Two-year-old baby. It's ridiculous to do that for young people. But here's what we're doing. You know, there is a big push around the country from governmental entities as well as from some private corporations, and there's quite a few private corporations, to require the COVID vaccine and to require a vaccine passport. When we began messaging with Liberty Council, Liberty Council Action, against these mandatory vaccine passports, in fact, we actually messaged on it a year ago. We began it a year ago, and we raised the concern because these vaccine passports or health digital passports had been in existence in their discussion, in their deployment, in their testing phase long before COVID.
And they're not really about a virus or a vaccine.
No, and they've always been about collecting data and controlling.
Data.
And it goes back to the global interest of people like Bill Gates to vaccinate every person on the planet. In order to do that, you need to determine who got vaccinated. I'm not talking about COVID at this point. I'm talking about this was discussion and this was in the works long before COVID. So it's not limited to COVID. COVID is just being used to accelerate that idea.
And this is like communist tactic to be able to track and trace, follow every move you make, who you talk to, and what you talk about.
And that's what's being done in China.
Right.
They have rolled out something like this, and they've added COVID to it. So that's your passport to get into any place. It's actually being used in Israel, of all places, where a friend of mine has the QR code on his cell phone and a tracking and tracing app that tracks and traces all of his movements, mm-hmm. including all the people around him, gives him an alert, tells him to go into quarantine if he needs to. If he goes out of the little bubble, it alerts authorities. And if he doesn't go back in the bubble, the authorities will come to get people.
And they
like
don't have
him.
A choice over there now, do they?
Well, they have a choice on the vaccine. They have a choice on the tracing and tracking app. But the problem is that they're getting lots and lots of pressure. And they're being told, you, in order to do this particular thing, you've got to have the injection, which essentially limits your sphere of movement and your ability to live inside of a very narrow closing of the walls around you space.
Yeah, I wish he had called you first.
Well, you know, we have been pushing back, and Florida led the nation with Governor Ron DeSantis' executive order saying no vaccine passports by government or private entities. Florida has now passed legislation. Governor has signed it that says the same thing. Texas then followed suit, then other states as well. There are now, and this continues to change day by day, 45 bills pending across 21 states. And, you know, this literally changes and goes up every couple of days. So those numbers that I'm just now talking to you about will change pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And that is good movement. We now see that, for example, there's protection in Florida, Texas, Arizona, Idaho, Montana, South Dakota have legal protection. There are other states that are completely controlled by Republicans that have no protection yet against mandatory vaccine passports and tracing and tracking apps. And we're working on all these different state levels. We have sent the governor's executive order to a number of these states, asking them to issue a similar executive order. 23 states are what's called Republican trifectas, meaning that the House, the Senate, and the governor's mansion are controlled by Republicans. 27 states have Republican governors. There are some states with Democratic governors that are saying no to vaccine passports as well. So this is a big development because, you know, Dr. Naomi Wolf, who is someone who has been a political advisor to Clinton and Gore, not somebody that would be considered politically conservative by any means, she has raised the red flag on this issue and said that this is a threat to liberty in the West. And if this happens, if we accept this is the new normal, vaccine passports, that it's not limited to this vaccine. It's not limited to that vaccine. It will have other things that you add on. It's not about a virus. It's about data and control. And if we allow this to happen, it will end our freedom, not just in the West, frankly, but around the world.
You know, and the key is, Matt, to do research. I don't mean the mainstream media. I don't mean go to the CDC, but I mean really do research. And we've got some great research on our websites. But now you've got the CDC recommending to pregnant women to get these COVID injections. That's ludicrous.
And that's
so
a big problem.
You've got to do your homework.
Pfizer already recognized that problem with regards to pregnant women.
You've
and now there's
do
a number
it.
Of miscarriages that are listed on the VAERS log by the CDC. Mm-hmm. For more information, go to lc.org/vaccine, lc.org/vaccine. There's a lot of research there. And also, make your voice known. Fax the governors and legislators, sign the petition, and call them today.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.